Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm way too late.
Good day.
Oh, listen, you carry that note. I love it. I love it. Yeah.
When I'm belting it out, I think I'm on pitch, and then I listen back to it and I go, "You are so not on fucking pitch. It's just pathetic." That said, let me bounce it up one more time.
Okay.
Long time Zabe cast and Zabe fan, Deb Wagner, the substitute teacher to the Stars, Seahawk fan out there in Seattle, has said.
Frequent tweeter.
She says, because she teaches music as well as being a substitute teacher, she says that with intensive training, she could teach me to be on pitch.
Oh.
I'm dubious about that. I think being on pitch and understanding math are things are things that you either do or do not have innately. And I'm in the do not have category.
You don't think you can? You can get better at math, and you can become math brained, left brained enough to embrace the ways of the quadratic equation.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've often said if I were to go back and then pick up math where it threw me from the horse in high school.
Subtraction.
By the way, how are you on math?
I was great until trig. Trig is where it all cascaded downhill for me, and then calculus was a blur. That was my only D in college, was calculus. It counted towards my math requirement. So I fulfilled that requirement, but that was the only D I got.
Right.
And it was in calc.
Algebra was hard, but I somehow hobbled through it. Geometry was next as a sophomore in high school, and that made more sense to me because it was visual, and I'm a visual person, so I could kind of get the concepts because I'm looking at shapes, right?
Yeah.
Yep. And then was Algebra 2 / Trig. That was the junior year course, Algebra 2 / Trig. And about halfway through, man, I got launched onto my head by that fucking course. And I don't know what happened to my grades that year. I guess I could go look it up perhaps. But I know I did not take calculus as a senior because calculus in high school was an optional course. So that was where I tapped out. So I always think if I went back and brushed up on algebra, skipped geometry because nobody needs that, and then went right to Algebra 2 Trig and used my big adult brain, with my big, mature, focusing adult brain, could I learn myself some math? And
hell no.
You think the answer is no?
No, and because as when you are a child, when you are an adolescent, your brain
was
is
more nimble.
In learn mode. Absolutely. All you're doing your whole life for their first... 20 years, all you're doing is learning. Your brain is so nimble. It is so ready to accept new input and change. Now our brains are static, crusty. Those synapses are all preset. You can't break those synapses apart and just suddenly learn trig now. It would be, it'd be a disaster. It's
okay. You know what? Now I've got a little fuck you in me, and I might have to go try to do this. Because now you pissed me off.
You're not going to go take trig. You know what?
Hey, the last time somebody said I couldn't do something that strongly and that emphatically with such glee in their voice, it was Solly. Solly, when I said I couldn't do P90X when it came in as an endorsement at the station. And I
remember that. Yeah.
Did it. That was 14 years ago. 12 years ago. 2010.
I've known you that long. I remember that endorsement. You were kind of ripped by the end of that.
I was kind of ripped.
I remember it working.
I was kind of, it fucking worked like a champ. And I didn't even I didn't even eat that well, per se. I didn't eat poorly, but I didn't eat that well. Okay, anyway, that said, we got so much good stuff to get to. So let's dig in. First of all, fantasy scoring is down 22% this year. And the overtime non-thriller between the Chargers and the Broncos, where nobody got a first down, the muffed punt and then limpy gimpy field goal to win it in overtime, was just sort of a good avatar for how this year has been in the NFL. What saith you, King Fantasy, Mr. Inventor of GuillotineLeagues.com, ding, ding, ding. Make sure you sign up. There's still leagues forming mid-season. That's the beauty of Guillotine Leagues. Just survive in advance. You can jump in anytime, public leagues and private. What is your thought from a fantasy perspective as to why the NFL product is what it is?
Sometimes fantasy is an extremely clear mirror of the league in general. And that is this
sometimes.
Case. Sometimes it really isn't, because you get, weird stuff like, a goal line back who scores 16 touchdowns and he's like MVP of fantasy, but all he does is score touchdowns or whatever.
Right.
As an example.
Right.
This year, fantasy scoring is down 20%, and the overall play of the whole league is down maybe more than that. The play in this league sucks ass. We don't have enough good quarterbacks. Maybe defenses have just caught up, but the overall play is terrible. Look at we can identify between the two of us. We can identify about 6-7 teams that are just god awful and have really no help of providing even an entertaining level of play. And that's the state of the league. And you look at these terrible Thursday night games that are also a reflection of where we are in this league, and you wonder, is it just a one-year blip, or is this the new product that the NFL has? And if you want to go even beyond that, Zabe, when this league eventually, and it will, expand to Europe and set up a whole new division in Europe, and product by another four teams, and we've got the four, another four terrible quarterbacks on the field, what are we going to have?
Oh my God. That's a lot to chew on there. Let me try to cut it into pieces. First of all, the European division, what year are you envisioning that being a thing?
2027. Five
Way
years.
Way too soon.
5 years from now, there will be a four-team division in Europe.
How do you staff them? Where do the people who play for the Rhein Fire and the London Monarchs, where do they live?
I'll tell you exactly
how this is. Germany and London?
Sure. Yeah, they in their respective cities, right, Jimmy? No different than somebody in Baltimore, right? There's going to be a team. You're going to have teams that are headquartered in their cities, and what they're going to do, how I believe they're going to handle this, is they are going to build away facilities in Europe that will house teams that will fly to Europe to play no less than two games consecutively in Europe. So the Packers will fly to, they'll fly to London, then they'll go to Edinburgh, but there will be a hub. There will be a hub where they can stay and practice in Europe so that they aren't living out of hotels for these games. And they'll get at least two of them in there at a time. And they'll reverse that for the teams in Europe that come to America that will have a facility that they get to use when they come over for at least two games at a time.
Okay. Logistically, I can see your logistical brain working very hard to make it all make sense, and it may. It is. However, I got drafted by the London Monarchs with the 36th pick in the first round.
Yes.
Where do I live? Where do my kids go to school?
Well, why wouldn't it be? To me, this is no different than being drafted by Miami. You live in London.
For the course of the season, where do I get taxed?
Who doesn't want to live in London, by the way?
A lot of motherfuckers don't want to live in London or Munich or Barcelona.
I don't know, man. Or
wherever else.
A lot of people don't want to live in Cleveland. They don't want to live in Green Bay. They don't want to live in Minneapolis.
I understand that. But those all those shit cities. Oh, sorry. Not Minneapolis. Sorry. I just heard Cleveland. No. they all have one thing going for them. They live in America. American citizens are the ones that populate the league to the tune of 99.9%, save for Jamie Gillen, the Scottish Hammer, the punter for the Giants, right? And maybe two other guys I'm not even thinking of. Americans don't want to live in Europe, especially not if there's a new hot war going between, I don't know, Russia and somebody else.
Zabe, it's 5 months and it's your job. I mean, Americans live abroad and work abroad all the time for 5 months out of the year.
Because they choose to.
Yeah, and just like you're choosing to go to the NFL. Nobody's going to say no.
Charge, there was remember when Stevie Francis didn't want to go to Vancouver?
No, but that's a thing that happened.
It happened. Remember when Eli Manning didn't want to go to San Diego?
Sure.
Well, that's going to happen.
That's American City.
That's going to happen all over again times 10 because there will be a drafted player saying, hey, Monarchs, hey, Fire, don't draft me. I'm not coming.
Okay, wait. Hold on. You're a 22-year-old unencumbered guy, right? You're ripped. You're athletic. You are a man about town. You have no real allegiances to any city except you happen to play in Alabama. And now you get drafted into London. You're going to go live in London in a posh new facility in the middle of one of the great metropolitan cities in the world. And you're going to say, no, that lifestyle is not good for me.
Okay. Well, when was the last time you were in London?
2 years ago, 3 years ago, right before the pandemic. All right.
And how's it going now? How's it going to be in 5 years?
Do you know about
the geopolitical reality of London and the UK on the ground in regard to Americanized football players? You may want to live there and raise kids and have a family and get taxed there and be subject to UK laws.
I don't have to raise kids. Anybody pregnant. No, I'm not a citizen. I don't have to take dual citizenship. I'm just working there like some banker who works for, Goldman Sachs.
And how many free agents will they lure in free agency, these four teams?
I think that will be harder, but it'd be harder for any expansion team.
Okay.
Right.
And how many years before one of these four European teams actually has a winning season?
Carolina and the Jaguars both got to their respective finals. They're our most two recent teams,
I'm talking about with the headwinds I'm describing of American young football citizens being thrust into working in a country that they don't want to be in.
I think the travel
The travel is an increased burden for them.
It is, but if they do this bit where they're going to do, you know, well, first of all, if you fly New York to LA, that's 5 hours, right? That is a 4.5-5 hour flight. If you, if we reverse that, it's, it's not that different than going from, Minneapolis to London is a 7 hour flight. It's not that different.
If this, happens in my lifetime, then football's dead. It's already trending that direction, but they will have killed the league. They will have finally strangled the golden goose. It's already hard enough when you see plays like the Derek Carr tackle being called a penalty and the strip sack to really say,
those are terrible.
I know, to really say, why am I investing any emotion or any give a shit about this league? And if they were to do this, Charge, it's dead.
But the NFL has, bad penalties is not going to derail the behemoth,
not one,
the juggernaut,
but
that
constant,
is the NFL.
A constant moving of the scale where quarterback, because you know what? Eventually quarterbacks will not be allowed to be tackled.
God, I hope not. I hope not. I can't say you're wrong. But I hope it never gets to that point. Right, and I don't think the fans want it.
All right, let's come together on something that's joyous. It is the anniversary. Every year this happens. When LSU plays Ole Miss, I've got to play one of the great viral videos of all time regarding just the depths and the craziness of college football fandom and passion. Did you see this for the first time when I sent it to you?
I did. I saw it for the first time about 3 hours ago. I had never seen this before, and I thought it might be new.
Is your life better for having seen it?
Much better. Much better.
Tremendous.
Yes. Absolutely.
It fills you with joy to know that we, with LSU playing Ole Miss this weekend, and I'm not sure where they're playing. I don't know what the spread is, but I think Ole Miss probably is favored because Lane Kiffin has them going right now, and LSU under Brian Kelly still trying to get his sea legs under it. This is great because this is a young woman, sort of hot, but clearly drunk as fuck.
So drunk, yes.
She's on the vodka today, baby, getting pissed because her boyfriend is an LSU fan, or maybe her young husband is a LSU fan, and has decided to taunt her after LSU boat raced Ole Miss by shouting out the Tiger Rag that the band plays after every first down. Ba, 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 la. Here it is, one of the great viral videos of all time.
I'm already mad we won.
I hate LSU. Get here, Mom. I hate them.
She's heave sobbing. Now she grabs a gallon of milk, smashes it on the counter.
Bum, bum, bum.
Trolling her.
Bum, bum, bum.
Ole Miss football is my life, Robert.
Is my life.
They're my life. I'm bad majority of everything on them. Give me my goddamn and get the fuck away from me. Get away from me.
Get a selfie with me.
Go Tigers!
Go Tigers! Go Tigers! I mean, this guy, he either had the most incredible makeup sex that night where she was super high energy charged, or he like slept with a lead protective device on his junk. Cause like that's the kind of thing that gets you Lorena Bobbitted. At some point, you know,
there's a fine line between the hot drunk blonde that is everything you think it's going to be and this girl. That is all it is one extra drink. And you've gone from a pliable, beautiful blonde girl who you who might just do something she really shouldn't do
right.
with you, and this, which is the whole. That's it. All it takes is one drink, and now you've got sobbing, angry, bitter blonde yeah. who has nothing to do with you. I think it's great that this guy continued to troll her through the whole thing, which was fantastic. He didn't back down at all.
No, he was relishing it. Hotty toddy, baby. By the way, LSU is in Baton Rouge, 7th-ranked Ole Miss, and Lame Kittens comes in 7-0, and there is a big line swing. Ole Miss opened 2.5-point favorite, dropped to 1.5 at Caesars as of Monday afternoon, then flipped to LSU being favored by 1.5. So it has crossed the Rubicon, as we like to say, and who knows how this game is going to go. But, man, I would love to have a Tosh.0 redemption of those two crazy kids all
Where
these years
now?
Later. Where are they
yeah.
now? Are they still together?
Not a chance.
Are they? Do they still like their teams? Is the girl going to give it back to the guy if Ole Miss?
Yeah.
See, that's what I want. I want her. I want a viral video, please. If you guys are out there, cut a video if Ole Miss wins and wins bigs of you absolutely taunting the shit out of your husband. We need it. I want it. All right.
Now, Now let me ask this. I think the guy is the hero of this video. Again, because he did not back down. Continues to taunt her in her drunken stupor. Portrait.
Oh,
it's in
I
portrait.
Know. It's the worst.
You know,
charge. The war has been lost. The war on vertical video is as lost as any failed
as
war
the NFL.
In history. No, the NFL is hanging on by a thread.
I don't know. I'd like to think in that moment he could have 90-degreed that phone pretty easy. I didn't get there.
Did you ever see the spoof video on vertical video syndrome?
No.
Oh, that's a good one right there as well. Let me see if we're going to find it for you. But yeah, basically it was like a little cartoon puppet that was warning of the dangers of vertical video. And they were talking about how, what are we going to do, make movie theaters with giant super high screens? Here it is. All right, 2 minutes, 34 seconds, real quick. There's a gorilla puppet and another muskrat puppet.
This video didn't have to look this way. It could have been prevented. Say no to vertical videos.
Vertical videos happen when you hold your camera the wrong way. Your video will end up looking like crap.
There are more and more people addicted to making vertical videos every day. It's not crack or nothing, but it's still really bad.
It's not crap.
There are two different kinds of people who are afflicted with VVS. The first group treats the videos they shoot like pictures. They don't mean any harm. They just don't understand that while you can turn a picture, you can't really turn a video.
It's true. There are people that don't
Vertical
understand that.
Video syndrome is dangerous. Motion pictures have always been horizontal. Televisions are horizontal. Computer screens are horizontal. People's eyes are horizontal. We aren't built to watch vertical videos.
I love vertical videos.
Nobody cares about you.
It's a puppet that has eyes stacked on top of each other.
YouTube will be
showing
nice.
Four videos at once. Just to save bandwidth.
Leatherboxed vertical videos would be the size of a postage stamp.
And it will spread everywhere.
It has.
Movie screens have always been horizontal. If vertical videos become accepted, movie theaters will have to be tall and skinny.
And all the movie theaters would have to get torn down and rebuilt.
Yeah, luckily nobody's going to movie theaters. Problem solved.
Toilets would be old and ugly.
And birds will crash into them and die.
And we will all get stiff necks from looking up.
And no one will sit in the front row ever again.
And George Lucas will re-release Star Wars again.
Portrait mode.
The skinny edition.
Anyway, so here's how lost the war really is. And this is something that only us camera nerds who buy real cameras know. Now you've got companies like GoPro. The latest GoPro, mm-hmm. the GoPro 11, has a sensor yeah. size that is taller and squarer than any of their previous sensors.
Oh, so they've given in.
You can still take normal 16:9 video charge, but yeah. you're sacrificing some of the precious sensor size to do so. Also, other camera companies like Sony just released the Sony ZV-1F, and that too can be shot sideways in vertical video mode, and it's a real camera. Mm. It's terrible. Jeez. It's got to go away. It's got to go away. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. All right, let's bash Tom Brady for a second.
Yeah, let's do it. The entitlement, that is Tom Brady.
Okay, your thoughts on him skipping a walkthrough, flying separately to Pittsburgh, just because he wanted to go to Kraft's surprise wedding and then playing like shit and losing and yelling at his teammates. Thoughts?
I think you better have won 7 Super Bowls. Oh, wait a minute.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, listen, you know, if you want to know who runs that organization, who runs that offense and who runs that team, yeah, it is Tom Brady. That is an exception that would only ever be made for Tom Brady. And I believe that he has them so petrified that he will leave and leave in season, much like he did in preseason, that they will do virtue. They will capitulate to nearly anything that he wants right now, wow. including flying himself there and all the other stuff that goes with that we just saw go down. I think they are petrified that he's going to leave and do it at any moment. By the way, that is a non-zero chance that that happens this year.
No, I hear you on that. Then there was this. He was on Kevin Durant's podcast and said the following, quote, I feel like NFL seasons are similar to going away on deployment for the military.
Oh, come on.
it's like, man, here I go again. He said it's hard for him to focus on his personal life during the season. Oh, listen here, you fuckbag. The fact that you don't understand that staying in five-star hotels, flying private, and playing a game, when there are men and women who go to shithole countries, leave their family for two and a half, 3 years at a time, watch their best friends get blown up for $55,000 a fucking year. To even make any comparison to that shows me how out of touch you are. I had been, up until this very point, Brady neutral. Brady neutral, yeah.
Yes.
He's a diva, he's a douchebag, but he doesn't totally rub me the wrong way. I'm out, as they said on Shark Tank. That's it, I'm out. It's like being deployed. It's not anything like being deployed, you fuckbag. Fuck you. I hope you get hurt. I hope you end your career. I do. I hope he gets hurt. Not fatally and not so he can't walk, but a good fucking, a good arm or a leg breaking would be delicious. I will dance the Hobbit's dance of joy seeing that. And his career's over, and go fuck off, make all the money on TV that you're going to make. I have had it with Brady. You can't say this. He's so clueless. Okay.
There's something in your head that should go off, especially with all the media training he has undoubtedly had and all the time that he has spent around PR professionals, both in the team and every other capacity. There's got to be something in your head that says, don't compare football to actual combat.
Right. Exactly.
You should know better. Even if you think it's true, you don't say it.
Here's now an interesting twist on this from an emailer, Martin Schrader. Right. He writes the following. Steed. Was listening to the podcast this morning, and it made me think of an alternate Brady theory that I have not heard anyone mention yet. It goes something like this. First, Brady is having a midlife crisis. They are real. Yes, Charge bought a camper. More on that in just a second. Next, sure. Brady's marriage is in trouble. But it was in trouble even before he retired, and he thought retiring might help fix it. Then when he realizes that, no, retiring hasn't fixed anything, he realizes that, well, if that's the case, fuck it. I'm going to go do what I want and what I truly love, and that's to play football, because this marriage ain't going to last. In the real world, this is why guys spend too much time at the bar, start playing too much golf, because it's better than being at home, etc., until the end finally comes. Think about it. Sincerely, Martin Schrader. I think that is a very plausible theory. And after hearing these comments about the military, I have completely flipped from being hashtag Team Brady to hashtag Team Giselle. Giselle is done with him because he's revealing himself to be the fucking narcissist he truly is. I'll hang up and listen to your answer off the air.
When you are married to a supermodel and you're the narcissist, whoo,
I know.
Think about how bad that is.
That's probably what she was saying. She's like, Tommy, I get paid just to shoot blue steel into a bank of cameras. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, I won the genetic lottery, okay? My cheekbones, my golden triangle of eyes, nose, mouth, the face, the look, the Brazilian thing, the willowy body. Look, I won the lottery. I get paid so much money to just get in a swimsuit and smile. Like, calm down, dude. Like, you're even worse than me. What's wrong with you? Have some humility. Have some sense of the people around you. What the fuck is wrong with you? Hashtag Team Giselle. I've changed teams.
I don't blame you. And by the way, and I think we've talked about this on past podcasts. You're following the money because Giselle's the earner in that relationship. And always has been.
I know. Well, I hope he gets nothing. Hope he gets nothing from her when it's all said and done. And he gets hurt and he retires. Fuck Tom Brady. I'm completely out on him. All right. Let's talk about your camper.
Okay. Wait, hold on. I got one for you first. What do you think about Charles Barkley, $100 million for 10 more years?
So glad you brought this up. We are living in one of the most spectacular and gobsmacking and head-exploding gilded ages of television sports broadcast salaries. Never before has this been the case. Like, it is completely insane. It's so insane. And again, Barkley, he's inserted in too many things. He's the pumpkin spice of sports broadcasting. He's everywhere. I'm not anti-Barkley. I'm just anti him having a finger in everything. Like, just have him be what he is, which is an NBA guy. But anyway, that said, here's what's crazy. So not only is the money crazy, but the 10 years is crazy because he's 59 years old, clearly yep. puts no effort or work into his work, and has said he wants to retire. He's even exhausted doing the most minimal work required for this job. And you're going to have him at 69 years old? Barkley?
He's going to be a crotchety 69-year-old, Zabe. That's for certain. But what people love about Charles Barkley is that he will just say whatever's on his mind. And if he,
people
love that he's unfiltered, uncensored. He does not have to follow the whims of the league or TNT. He just does his own thing, and people love that. They love that he's a straight shooter, and he is.
Yeah, that's true. We'll see if this changes him. We'll see if he trims his sails. I don't know. The other thing that's crazy is that TNT only has 3 more years under contract right now with the NBA. Oh, now, that will likely continue, but what happens, just unforeseen circumstances? They're not in the NBA business. What do they do with Barkley for 7 more years at $70 million?
I bet the contract's written in such a way that it's only while they've got the NBA.
And I think that's the least of their concerns. But that said, Brady has reportedly gotten a 10-year, $375 million deal from NBC.
Shut up. He's going to walk into that?
That's what the story I read, that he's
waiting. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
That's even more than he made in most years of football.
I know.
That's amazing. We don't even know if he's any good at it.
Exactly.
By the way, did you hear Romo call the final score of the Chiefs-Bills game last week at kickoff?
Hold on. It's not rumored. According to Sportico, Brady has signed a 10-year, $375 million deal with Fox.
Wow.
To be their lead analyst, but it won't start until he's finished playing. So here he is, calling his shots in Tampa. Fuck training camp. I'm out for 11 days. Fuck Wednesday practice. I ain't doing that shit. Fuck your walkthrough. I'm going to a wedding for Bob Kraft. And, it's so hard. It's like being in the military. And I'm going to play until I want to stop playing. The NFL's putting dresses on these quarterbacks, as Troy Aikman said, regrettably for
correct.
Him.
Correct. The euphemism was probably not ideal, the allegory wasn't ideal, but he's not wrong.
I know. And Brady's just going to play this out for as long as I guess he's happy with it. And then he's going to roll right into a TV job, which he may or may not be the next Joe Montana, who famously was supposed to be the great analyst. And then they put him on air and they're like, he has nothing to say.
Right. Yes, there's nothing there. He got so trained into milquetoast answers that, and by the way, Brady could be exactly that too, right? I mean, we don't know. You know, Brady got his media lessons from Bill Belichick.
Right.
You know, how to not say anything.
Right. Forget going back to Montana. I can't believe I glossed over Breeze. Breeze was supposed to be the guy.
Breeze,
how could he use the can't-miss guy? Look at him. He's so telegenic and smart and got a handsome smile, weird little, caterpillar on his cheek. It's a birthmark. Don't try to wipe it off, Oprah Winfrey. But guess what? He can't miss. He missed because on the air, under the lights, he had nothing to say about the games he was watching. Go figure.
You know who's great? Already 6 games into his analyst job, his desk, NFL desk job, Stu Beard. Ryan Fitzpatrick is great.
Wow. Okay. Now you're a big Stu Beard fan. You're a bit biased.
I am.
Because you gave him the nickname.
But the Harvard education, he carries himself very, very well. He's decisive. He lit up Ron Rivera on Thursday night, which I loved.
Good.
It was great. It was great. This is, I'm telling you, that guy is very good at this job.
I will start keying in and listening to the absurd overabundance of talking heads that Amazon is paying on their game cast. And I'll start taking critical notes because I normally don't really take critical notes in my head of pregame show hosts because they're mostly all just irrelevant chuckle fests. So, correct. Yeah, I'll have to start doing that. I'm a huge Carissa Thompson fan.
You should. Now, and one other thing to make sure you know about this. On your Amazon Thursday night feed, not just you, but anybody who's listening, there's an alternate feed.
An analytics
feed. That gives you the analytics feed, the next-gen stats feed. Right. And it is awesome, Zay.
Is it?
Not so much for the stats. There is some good stats stuff in it. But what they give you is a widened view of every play. So you can see all the receivers running their routes with their names tagged to them and little lines that show their routes that they're running. And you can see where quarterbacks miss their receivers. Like, that guy's running wide open in the middle of the field. You would never have seen it on the regular broadcast. Oh, it's great. You can see speeds of players, player names. It's,
wow.
This is the next level viewing that I've been waiting my entire adult life.
Yeah. It's been promised for 20 years now. You'll get to pick your own camera angles. You'll get to call up your own replays. That's been a total lie up until now. Well, thank you, Jeff Bezos, for that. And also thank you. Next year, there'll be, for the first time ever, a Black Friday Amazon game.
Yes. Yeah. I am not surprised this is happening at all.
The first, guess what? Hey, Friday, you're about to get your cherry popped in the back seat of Bezos' 65 Camaro. The virginal day. The day that had yet to be touched by the NFL's dirty member is now going to get it. And once you start getting it, it ain't going to stop.
Oh,
look,
man,
out, Friday Night
wrong.
Lights. Look out.
I hope you're wrong. Football. I hope you're right. That's right. That's going to obliterate high school football. What could go wrong with that plan?
Oh, God. All right. You bought a truck, Charge. Congratulations. Yes, the camper that was being towed by the upgraded SUV just still wasn't quite enough. Tell the people what kind of truck you got.
All right. So, okay. First of all, your listeners win. They were right. I was...
Okay, Fonzie.
Yes, I was wrong.
You weren't loud wrong. You just said, I know I should get a truck, but I don't feel like a truck guy. And we said, you got to rethink because these modern super trucks are luxury vehicles that are amazing. Can
you
confirm?
Yes, and I didn't know that. And I had only ever, driven in a, I've been in a buddy's truck, and he's got a 2006, whatever, F-150, and it's, what I did not know was you can have a... The cab in my new Toyota Tundra is nicer than my BMW was.
Yeah.
The appointments are unbelievable. All the technology, all the bits, it's fantastic.
And those incredible interiors sit on the most throaty, meaty of engines and chassis and tires that soak up road vibrations. You're really floating on a muscle cloud of luxury. Now, for me and for you, you look at the huge bed of the truck and think, I don't even use that. I don't even need that. But there's plenty of room in the second row for my family. So it's like a car, but with a truck bed on the back. It's awesome.
Plenty of room is an understatement. It's the biggest back seat I've ever been in my life is the back seat of my truck.
I know.
It's huge.
I know.
It's unbelievable. You can stack seven people back there. It's astounding how much
it tows the shit out of your new Jayco camper, right?
That's right.
It's a beautiful thing. So you had you couldn't do your early hit with me today. We were going to do this early in the day, and you said you had a truck appointment. I assume that's to get the bumper nuts installed.
Well, not exactly. No, it was much more pedestrian than that. I was getting my second key worked on. Getting the remote start squared away and all the little things with the new car.
All right. Very good.
But it's still it's still fun.
All right, Charge. GuillotineLeagues.com, people. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Topic for today. So, good day. Good day.
And you guys,
hey, no. Hey, don't go. No, come back, eh? Look what you did. Everybody's gone. You. Come back. I won't let him do it again. Yeah. My fault was your fault.
You're such a hoser.
There's no way I'll ever do another record with you, Hoser.
Okay, that's fine.
Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.